Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Those are some powerful words spoken by John the Baptist that we just heard in our gospel from John. Now, there is much significance and theological meaning in each and every one of John the Baptist's words. And we could spend a considerable amount of time deciphering each and every one of those words. But today, this morning, I would like to focus on the fact that John the Baptist was announcing the presence of Jesus Christ. He was doing what a disciple of Jesus is called to do. In fact, just like each and every one of us is called to do, which is calling people's attention to the presence of Jesus Christ. We heard of Matthew's account of Jesus' baptism last Sunday on the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Today, we hear John the Baptist's testimony about Jesus as is found in the Gospel of John. John the Baptist proclaims that Jesus is the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. Giving witness about who Jesus is a role a true disciple is called upon to do. And I say to our candidates and catechumens soon, that will be a very important role of yourself, to call attention to the presence of Jesus Christ and to make him known to others. That is the meaning of what is called a true disciple. By our own baptism, we are all called to make Jesus known to the world and be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is more than just going to church once or twice a week. Now, don't get me wrong. We should be going to church at least once or twice a week. In fact, that ensures us, doesn't ensure us, but it certainly assists us in our path to salvation. That would be like me saying, it's great to jump out of a plane, but a parachute would kind of be necessary for that jump as well. You know, to be moved by the words of the homilist or listening to the beautiful music that we have here each and every weekend, it's nice, but it's not spiritual growth. Meeting your friends here at church is all a very important part of being a Catholic. But that in itself is not spiritual growth or the role of a true disciple. What pleases God, the goal that God sets out for each and every one of us, is to become his disciples. And to take it a step further, once we become disciples of Jesus Christ, it's our job to take that discipleship out into the world and make others disciples. Discipleship requires a great deal of commitment. It's not easy, but it's an important that we commit ourselves fully to that task. Living a life filled with love, excitement, with joy, will contribute to a disciple's positive outlook and the desire of a hopeful future for all. Discipleship means to avoid trendy influence. We live in such an eye-focused world. Think about it. The most popular phone is what? The iPhone. Social media tells us about an individual's life, and sometimes it provides such a superficial view of that life. We can get consumed by looking a certain way and living a specific ideal. Don't get me wrong, I myself enjoy certain aspects of social media. However, a good disciple is always focused, will not lose focus on what is truly important in life. As human beings, it's important for us to exhibit self-control. We all encounter good situations, bad situations, good people, bad people. But disciples serve Jesus with a proper response to adversity, with kindness, and with an open heart. So the context of discipleship is not normally going with the crowd. Though many of us are called, few are actually chosen. In fact, Jesus himself states that exact same thing. Many are called, but few are chosen. Discipleship means adhering to all the Catholic teachings, each and every one of them, not choosing one that may or may not fit your certain lifestyle. Teachings about forgiveness, loving one's enemies, contraception, the death penalty, sexuality, all difficult teachings for many to follow. In fact, large numbers of people tend to fall away from the church over such teachings, leaving us to realize that discipleship truly is for the few, and few are chosen. There are many who would argue that the church should get with the times, that it should listen to the people, that it should give them what they want, and it should reflect the views of the faithful. On the contrary, the role of the church is not to reflect the views of its members. Rather, it is to reflect the view of our founder, Jesus Christ, who handed on his teachings to the apostles. That's discipleship. Candidates, catechumens, Jesus says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. If you want to be a good, true disciple, we must all be willing to carry that cross. And that cross comes in many forms. But in the end, in discipleship, in no way are we exempt from the trials and tribulations of daily life. Jesus tells us we're going to be hated, we're going to be persecuted, we're going to be tempted. But in the end, if we hold out, victory will be ours. It's a simple rule. No cross, no crown, no true disciple. To be a disciple of Christ means to be on a mission. In its broadest sense, we are all missionaries. We are empowered by him to step out into this world and be true witnesses of Jesus Christ. Jesus was sent for a purpose. He was sent to reveal God, to save sinners, to save each and every one of us, to point people out to him, just like John the Baptist did. That's what we are called to do. But to be a true disciple, we also need to do a self-examination and ask ourselves some very difficult questions, such as, does the way I spend my time reflect that God comes first in my life? Do prayer, weekly mass, confession rank ahead of everything else on my list of my to-do list? Do I use my talents to the best of my abilities to serve my family, my parish, and community? And do I spend my money and material possessions for the glory of God? These are all challenging questions, to be sure, but questions worthy of being a true disciple. What's the end game? The kingdom of heaven. Our eternal life. Our eternal life. Think about that. It wouldn't matter if we lived to be a 500 years old or 1,000 years old, which is a ridiculous number. But eternal life, the small time we spend on earth, should be spent working towards eternal life. Being a true disciple of Jesus Christ and being admitted into the kingdom of heaven is our ultimate goal. My final word to the candidates and catechumens: you have your work cut out for you. It's not an easy road. But as a church, each and every one of us here, vow to assist you on that journey each and every step of the way. God bless you all.